Since last August, the popularity of flood insurance has again surged in Louisiana, but the future of the debt-laden National Flood Insurance Program is uncertain. Since 2005, the program has racked up $24.6 billion in liability to the U.S. Treasury. That's mostly due to claims after Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, and the Great Louisiana Flood of 2016. As Molly Peterson reports, that's just one way Louisiana's past is influencing the federal program's future.
Even with that setup, the Federal Emergency Management Agency didn't have much of a chance in 2013 against St. Charles Parish. To an auditorium at Hahnville High, FEMA brought news of a flood insurance overhaul, including higher rates. Angry St. Charles property owners threw the keys to their houses at federal officials. The keys became a symbol of rebellion. A bucket of keys is in the parish courthouse to this day. At the time, a law called Biggert Waters was prompting reforms that aimed to shift more flood risk to policyholders. These keys and other local protests forced Congress to reconsider. Then last year, a no-name storm dumped three times as much water as Hurricane Katrina on the state. Across 20 parishes so far, the federal government has paid out $2.4 billion in flood claims alone. Once again, federal lawmakers are questioning whether Louisiana and other low-lying places are too risky to insure. Pointing to his own constituents, Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas has argued that people who don't have flood risk subsidize those who do.
And talking about the program, Stephen of LaRue in my district said, quote, "This is just another instance of the federal government wasting the taxpayer dollars over and over and over again on the same problems."
There's always going to be, you know, somebody who says, why should we have to bite the bullet for somebody who decided to build on a floodplain?
Julia Fisher-Perrier is a St. Charles Parish councilwoman who lobbies Congress.
Well, that's where we have to tell the rest of the country, we do have value.
She says her community wants two things from federal flood insurance.
Affordability and sustainability. We've got to find a balance.
And she'd know. An independent insurance agent by day, she sells a lot of flood policies. Historically, federal flood claims in Louisiana add up to about as much as the next three states combined. But Fisher-Perrier argues communities like hers are stepping up now to cut their risk down.
Just because we built on a floodplain does not just mean we're a bunch of stupid Cajuns, you know?
A new millage tax in St. Charles Parish funds over $5 million a year in levee protection.
You know, we go to D.C. and we explain that we passed that tax. They want to help more. You know, we've got our act together here.
For lawmakers who support it, federal flood insurance can only survive by covering its payout costs, which means cutting down claims. Sustainability comes from better planning, says Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy.
Is there something a community can do that can decrease their risk of flooding so that you don't have to pay out flood insurance premiums, right?
Cassidy wants to move existing fees on policies toward reducing flood risk.
You know, a stitch in time saves nine.
Even so, FEMA funding for risk reduction is shaky at a time when many Republicans want to cut budgets. Katrina claims are a huge reason why federal flood insurance is in debt to the U.S. Treasury. Caitlin Burney with the regional economy boosting GNO Incorporated likes the idea of forgiving the interest on that debt, freeing up hundreds of millions of dollars a year for mitigation.
And we feel like that is going to provide the taxpayer and the federal government with a much longer, greater benefit over the long term than moving money from one federal government pocket to the other, which is what we're doing right now, paying interest on debt to the U.S. Treasury.
Burney says it's also important for Congress to keep insurance affordable. 60,000 more people have flood policies in Louisiana compared to a year ago. Bernie wants that number to keep growing.
Flood insurance is only sustainable if more people buy it.
Some lawmakers want to raise premiums sooner rather than later, get rid of policy subsidies entirely, or even kick some properties out of the program. Congressman Garrett Graves, whose district includes parts of Baton Rouge, says that's not fair.
If we establish standards, or the federal government establishes standards, or the parishes establish standards, and people comply with it, you really can't come back and start moving the goal line on people, which unfortunately is what has happened.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including Graves, also say cutting red tape makes the program more appealing to policy buyers. Most Louisianans who flooded last year didn't have flood insurance, but Shirley Wilkinson did.
Yes, I did, if that's what you want to call it.
Wilkinson is now scraping down her savings and digging into her retirement to rebuild her Denham Springs home.
Because I had $117,000 worth of damage to my home. My home's worth $120,000, and they wanted to give me like $40,000 to fix my house.
She's not so sure the federal program is worth it anymore. Like a lot of homeowners, after this flood, after Sandy in New York, and after Katrina, Wilkinson feels lowballed.
If I could, I would never buy insurance ever again.
Rob Moore with the Natural Resources Defense Council agrees that flood insurance has to be accessible in order to be successful. He also points out that local communities can already lower their rates themselves. An existing FEMA program knocks up to 20% off policies where cities and parishes improve drainage and tighten up building codes. After last year, Denham Springs and other communities are considering more regional fixes against future floods. But just 8% of cities and a quarter of parishes in Louisiana do that.
There are a lot of different fingers of blame you could point for that situation. You know, Louisiana as a state and its communities could be doing more to help its residents reduce the risks that they're facing. But a lot of this starts with Congress, too.
And Moore says FEMA and the flood program shouldn't be so focused on getting people back to the exact same spot.
Our primary response to flood disasters is to rebuild. What we need to be paying more attention to is how do we help people live somewhere that's safer?
Rebalancing the message that the federal flood insurance program sends could also rebalance the costs of managing risk among parishes, towns, and policyholders themselves.
When I register for FEMA, with the road home. And by the time
which is why Mike Cacciabatta is paying attention to what happens in Washington. As far as he's concerned, he and his family are safe. They've never flooded. But his Jefferson Parish home is also in a special high-risk flood zone on the West Bank. So his mortgage company says,
you got to be insured.
He's more prepared than some. Cacciabatta points out storm shutters paid for by the Road Home program after Katrina. But his home's built on a concrete slab. Lifting it above the flood zone would cost a pile. His risk might be changing, but Cacciabatta doesn't think his insurance should.
To have to absorb that whole cost yourself? I mean, it's not, we didn't do it. It's not like we didn't ask for a hurricane to come here.
Cacciabatta says he can't raise his house. Jefferson Parish already has raised levees and flood walls. The only thing left to raise is insurance. New FEMA maps are lifting his premium to $2,200 a year. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Molly Peterson.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.